Revelation chapter 2, verse number 1. I'm going to read through verse number 5. Revelation chapter 2, verse number 1 says, "And unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that beholdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear with them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent." In Matthew chapter 24, verse number 12. Matthew chapter 24 and 12, "And because of iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." If you would just pray me, "Lord, I thank you for bringing us here, Lord. I ask you to put your anointing on me, God, for without your anointing, I am nothing, Lord. I ask you to give me the mind of Christ, and I will preach what you would have me to preach, Lord. I don't want to preach what my will, but thy will, Lord. Whatever, everything you have gave me to say in this message, Lord, I want to say, Lord. And I want to ask you to work in these altars, Lord. Most importantly, work in these altars, Lord, that we not lose our first love, that we never leave this first love, but we keep this love for you burning hot, going strong for you, Lord. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for it. I ask it all in your name we pray. Amen." You can be seated tonight. I want to just preach, and some of you probably have heard, some of you heard me preach this in the youth service, but I feel like this is what God gave me to preach tonight. So, and not many of you heard me, so I feel like the church needs to hear it, so I'm going to preach it again. But I'm going to preach on beware of leaving your first love. We must beware of leaving our first love. We must beware. It is a danger. I would say without a doubt in my mind, we have the greatest church there is. I love this church. I love what our church stands for. I love our pastor. But I don't want to tell you, there is always a danger of leaving our first love. You see, all the great things that the church of Ephesus done, it done many of great things. And they said they labored for it. They tried the false doctrine. And they found out when they was liars. They found out false apostles. And they found out they was liars. They did all these great things. They had patience. They did not faint. But they loved to have one thing against them. And they left their first love. I don't want to lose my first love. When I got this message, I was reading the book "While Revival Tarries" by Leonard Ravenhill. You've heard me talk about it a whole lot since I started reading it. But this man was a man of God. Prayed 8 hours a day. Prayed, his wife said he actually prayed more than he slept. A great man of God. But he said almost every Bible conference majors on today's church being the Church of Ephesus church. We are told, despite our sin and carnality, we are seated with him. And Leonard Ravenhill said, "Alas, what a lie. We are the Ephesus. All right, we have left our first love. Many of the churches have left their first love. You see, many churches that started out in love with Christ, they had such a love for Christ, they would do anything for him, but they left that first love. And there is a danger in the church of leaving this first love. I don't want to get to that place where I lose my first love. I don't want to get to that place where I say that love I have for Christ Christ one time, I've left it. You know, I have been 8 days from today. I have been married to my wife for 8 months. And I said, that's not a long time, I know. June the 15th of 2011, she became my girlfriend. And I've loved her ever since that day, if not before, because this is the will of God for our lives. So I love her. But I'm going to tell you, I love her just as much now as I did then. My mom and dad's been married 31 years in June. But, you know, and they love each other just as much as that day that they said I do. I love that woman more than anything. People said, well, that's just a fad. That's going to go away. Well, if you have the right kind of marriage and Christ is the center of your marriage, that won't go away. I'm going to tell you, I love her and I'll always love her. My dad loves my mom. They're still madly in love with each other. They act like they're a young couple. They just got married last week. But I'm going to tell you, it's because Christ. But that's not what I'm preaching about. But we should not lose our first love. As I love that woman, and I always will. I must love Christ. I must have this love for Christ. We should beware lest we lose this first love. If I don't work on my marriage, we don't work on our marriage, we don't never communicate with each other, we don't work on our marriage, we're going to lose that love for each other. But if we work on our marriage each and every day, I will not lose it. If I work on this love for Christ, this first love for Christ, I will not lose this first love. We must be careful. We must beware. There is a danger of losing this first love. We need to be more full of the Holy Ghost than ever. This Holy Ghost, it will keep you in love with Christ. The Bible says, walk in the Spirit and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If I walk in the Spirit, it will keep me in love with Christ. When I got down and that altar prayed, I needed the Holy Ghost. I needed to get in that altar and get the Holy Ghost. When I got in that altar and got filled with that Holy Ghost, I'm going to tell you, it made me more in love with Christ. I'm more in love with Christ that day in Garrett, Louisiana. When I got filled with the Holy Ghost, standing in that front, and Brother Leon Patrick said, who wants to be filled with the Holy Ghost? Come up here. I come up there, raise my hands, let the man of God come lay his hands on me, and I was filled with the Holy Ghost that day. I become more in love with Christ. If we just get full of this Holy Ghost, we will be in a first love. If we stay full of this Holy Ghost, it's not, being full of the Holy Ghost is not here the day you're baptized in the Holy Ghost. You should seek for more each and every day. I don't want to be an empty of that Holy Ghost. In that car I drive, if I don't fill up with gas, it's going to run out. We must stay full of this Holy Ghost, but I continually have to pump gas in there. I put gas in there probably, I think it was yesterday, and I had to put gas in there again in the morning because I drove so many miles. Well, everything that we go through, we're going to have to stay full of this Holy Ghost. We will leave our first love, and that's not even all in my notes, but it's good anyhow. But we must remember the promises we made to Him in our first love. We made many promises unto Him. I made promises unto my wife when I stood and done before that preacher, and he gave me vows to love her for better or worse, richer or poorer, and in sickness and health, as long as we both shall live. I told him, I do. I accept this by these vows, and I must love her forever, and I will love her forever. And nobody can have as good of a wife as me, and I know that your husbands might not be convinced of that, but I have a great wife. I thank God for sending her my way. But I want to tell you, because of this promises I made, I will be faithful to her forever. I'm trying not to get too far ahead of myself, but I must remember in the hard times when we're arguing a little bit, when things are not going easy, when we have no money in the bank, when things are not always the best way, and we're cramped in that little one-bedroom apartment, I must always remember remember the promises I made to her. But she makes me a little aggravated. But I'm not to say I don't have a good marriage. I love my wife. Don't think that. But so, you know, sometimes when you live together, especially in a little one-bedroom apartment where it's as big as that foyer almost, you're going to get a little aggravated with each other because you're always right there on top of each other. But I must remember in that hard time, in the hard times, my own promises I made unto my wife, in the hard times, we must remember the promises we made to God, not give up on no promises. We have made promises unto God. I kneeled at that altar. I told him I would serve him for better or worse, for richer or poor, and for sickness and health as long as I live. I must serve him. I must keep that first love. And that first love, we make a lot of promises. When we first come a new convert, we make a lot of promises unto him. Say, I'll give this up. I won't do this anymore. And just so if it pleases you, I'll do whatever it takes to please you. I'll do whatever it takes to please Christ. We make a lot of promises. And a lot of times, you see people not hold them up. But we can hold up those promises. When I told God I'd give up, I can give up because I love him. You love somebody enough. You love somebody enough. You'll give up anything for them. I love my wife, so I've got to give up some things for her. But I'm going to tell you, you'll give up anything if you love someone. If we love Christ, we'll do whatever it takes. We'll remember those promises. Not forget that promise you made unto him. In our first love, we was faithful. In our first love, we was faithful. You can't find a more faithful person. And then you cannot find a more faithful person than a freshly born again person. Somebody that's freshly born again. You will never find somebody that's more faithful. I'm a freshly married person. 8 months is not long. It's nearly 8 months. Not even there yet. But it's not long. But I'll be faithful unto my wife because I made them vows to her. I want to be faithful to her. Not only that, because I love her. I want to be faithful to her because I love my wife. I would be found myself faithful. When we love Christ, we'll find ourselves faithful. Faithful from this world. We will be set apart. He said, come out from among her and be ye separate, saith the Lord of hosts. That means be separate from this world. When we have our first love, we've done everything we could to live a separated life. I want to live a separated life. That Christ is not coming after your church is unfaithful to me. My wife would not stay with me if I was unfaithful to her. But I want to tell you, if I live faithful to her, we will have a great marriage. If I live faithful unto Christ, then we will come and get me. I will be of that bride of Christ. We are faithful in our relationship, already talking about it, but we must be faithful in our relationship. My relationship with Christ comes before anything. It's more important than my next breath I take in this love for Christ. This relationship with Christ is more important than a meal. I cannot, if I die, and if I'm not eating a meal, and I'll serve in Christ, it will be worth everything. The Bible says to live in Christ and to die in his gain. If I die for this Christ, it'll be worth it all. But for this relationship, I want to keep my relationship with him faithful. In giving our up our time, we must give up our time. We must be faithful to give him our time. As I know I've been talking about my wife an awful lot because that's what I love. That girl, first is Christ, then her. That's what I know about love because I love this one of this girl. This love, my beautiful wife, I love her. But we must give our time up. But there's no person on this earth that I would rather spend my time with than her. I would never rather spend my time with than my wife. But we should be like this with Christ. There's nothing, should be nothing that we would rather spend our time doing than spending time with him. Than spending time in prayer, in the Word of God, in the house of God, with him. If we are faithful, we'll give our time up in prayer. First of all, I just said it, but in prayer, we must give our time to prayer. Then you see the church, most of the church don't give much time to prayer. But if you don't have a communication with that person you love, it's never going to do nothing. But with that communication, your love will go places. And I would have never talked to her when she's my girlfriend. girlfriend, she wouldn't be my wife today. But I talked to my wife. I talked to her continuously on the phone. And I still talk to her continuously on the phone probably 10 times today. But I want to tell you, I love to spend time with my wife. I love talking to my wife. But if you don't love talking to Christ, you don't talk to Christ continuously. The Bible says pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Always have a prayer on your heart. Always be in communication with Him. The Word of God. We must be faithful in giving our time to the Word of God. This is quoted. The Bible says, study thou, show thyself approved. We must study this Word of God. How do we know how to live for God? How do we know what to show? How to show our love for God? How to be faithful? It said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Well, how will you know the commandments? How will you know this law that you are to live by if you never read it? You never pick up a Bible. We must stay in this Word of God. That will keep us from sin. Because we know what the Word of God says. And to the house of God. I'm very big on being faithful to the house of God. I love going to church. It's because I love going to church. I love being with God's people. I love each and every one of you. So I love coming to the church. Not only my home church though. I love going to fellowship meetings and youth rallies. I love being in the house of God. No greater place to be on the face of this earth is in the house of God. We love being in the house of God. So we come to church because we love Him. Nobody has to make me come to church. But I come to church because I want to. Because I love God. If you love God, you will want to go to church. You will want to be faithful to the house of God. If I listen to all because I love God, I want to be faithful to His house. And I love my brothers and sisters in Christ. So if we win our first love, when you first got saved, you wanted to pray. That's all you could get somebody to do. People probably said about you, that person's too heavenly minded to be in the earthly good. There's no such thing. But in your Word of God, you want to stay in your Word of God. You want to go to church every time the doors are open. Let's don't lose that first love. And I just got a couple more things. And in our first love, we wanted everyone to know about Him and how in love with Christ we was. In our first love, we wanted everybody to know about Christ and how in love with Christ we are. When I got with my wife is still, I don't mind telling anybody, this is my wife because I love her. That's what I want. I want to show her off to everybody how beautiful of a wife I have, how great of a wife I have. I want to show her off. I want everybody to know who she is. Why, Christ, we should want everybody to know this Christ. I want everybody to know how good God is, how He can save your soul, take you out of miry clay, put your feet upon a rock, how He can save this wicked soul. I haven't done much in my life. I was raised in church. I'm a third generation Pentecostal on one side and a fourth on the other. All I've ever known is church. My dad's been pastor since I was a year and a half old. But still, I was a wicked sinner before I come to God. I want to know, to let people know what I could have been and what I am today. I could have been a mass murderer. I could have been an alcoholic. I could have been a drug addict. I could have been any of those bad things. But God saved me. And I want everybody to know that. I want everybody to know what He's done for me. That He can wash them in the blood. That He can cleanse their life. And they can live a holy and a clean life before Him. Yeah, there's no more joyful thing than living for God. So why wouldn't you want to tell everybody? There's no more joyful thing, and it's natural, than being in love with somebody. And with being in love with my wife. There's never been no more joyful thing in this life besides what Christ, you know. But that's the most joyful thing. The best day of my life was July 28th of 2012. But this spiritual life, there's no more joyful thing than walking with Christ, then living for Him. And everybody should know about this. We need to tell everybody we meet, and we don't have much time to do it, so we must do it. We must learn to stay in our first love and never leave it, or we will be removed. It said in the Bible, where I just read to you about the church of Ephesus, it said, because you have lost your first love, and if you don't repent of it, it don't say them as that word, but if you don't repent of it, I will remove your candlestick. If we leave our first love, we leave that love. Christ. I want to stay in it. So I want to keep this first love strong for Him. Last thing is, and I'm going to encourage you thing, if we stay in our first love, Christ is coming after a bride that loves Him. He is coming after a bride. The Bible says we are, it shows that we are the bride of Christ. People, some people can dispute that and say there's only a certain amount in the bride of Christ. I do know if you are born again, washed in His blood, you are of that bride of Christ. And He's coming in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And that last trump that get us, we'll walk upon streets of gold. We'll walk in the gates made of one song of pearl. I don't have no pearls. And the only gold that me and my wife own is that it's on her finger. That's the only gold that I own on this earth. But I'm going to tell you, I'll be walking on gold. What a wonderful thing. We will see Christ for eternity. I would have never been standing there waiting on my bride to walk down that aisle if I knew that she didn't love me. But I knew, without a doubt, my wife loved me. So I stood there and waited on her and made no vows with her. Christ is not going to stand there and wait on the church. When the church comes, He's not going to come after a bride. He's not going to have a bride that don't love Him. He wants a bride that loves Him. That's in that first love. I love Christ. We must love Christ. He loves us. He loves us enough to die for us. I know some people preach love too much, but God's love too much, where they say, yeah, no matter what you do, God loves you and He's not going to send nobody to hell. Well, that's right. He won't send nobody to hell. Our own sins will send us to hell. But I want to tell you, because of the love of Christ, if we go down to that altar, we can become in love with Him and we can live holy. The Bible does demand that we live holy. If we love Him, we will live a holy life. So I love Christ because He first loved me. Stand to your feet. And if you, if there's anything in your life, first of all, get it out before you leave this place tonight. You're not saved here tonight. You can be. If you're backslid here tonight, or you're going back on God, but you can be saved. You can give everything back to Him before you leave this place. Don't leave this place until your first love is back. Until you completely know there's nothing standing in the way of you and God. Come in these altars and pray that God will, and if there's anything, nothing standing in your way, just come up here and thank God and tell Him how much you love Him, because He deserves it.